Welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, July 19th, 2024, and we have a lineup of leadership and management headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Basile International Legal Firm sets new standards in international debt collection. Basile International Legal Firm, a rising star in the legal industry, has gained substantial recognition for its groundbreaking approach to international debt collection. With a team of highly skilled attorneys specializing in business-to-business debt collection, the firm excels in enforcing foreign judgments and managing insolvency issues. Their commitment to transparency in pricing, with a We Win no-fee policy, makes debt recovery accessible for small and medium-sized enterprises. Basile International offers personalized advice and a comprehensive range of international debt collection services, including extrajudicial and judicial debt recovery, insolvency procedures, and resolving international trade disputes. With offices in the Netherlands and Italy, the firm operates globally, ensuring clients receive expert assistance in recovering debts from defaulters who have relocated.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.